This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm drenched. I'm soaked. I'm
sopping.
Like soggy, sopping wet. I am a puddle in there. And I'm sweating so hard that I'm throwing up from the sweat. Like, I'm drinking the sweat and I'm throwing the sweat up. And it's just water, really, too.
But still very nasty.
And I'm getting, at this point, hit with a lot of hockey pucks. Like, so many are hitting me in the ass and the stomach and just really knocking my Happy Meal ass up and down the ice.
Right.
And
people say, like, how, okay, it's hitting you in the ass and the stomach, like, both at the same time, both kinds. The way your butt is kind of, like, shaped is that it doesn't, like, protrude out behind you that far.
No,
it doesn't have, like,
no.
the bubble shape, but there is a little of a bubble effect, like, kind of on each side. So you can see your butt from the front.
It kind of goes up and around. It's like, what am I thinking of that it's like? Sort of like a diagonal wing. You know what I mean? It's like coming off the hip. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. And that is where the hockey pucks are primarily sort of nailing me. And I'm starting at this point to wonder, why did I ever volunteer for this?
Mm-hmm.
To be Gritty's nemesis.
Okay.
Shitty. You know, like, I'm thinking this was a bad idea because people love Gritty.
Yeah.
And I can tell now, looking back, just from the name of my character, that he's something of a villain.
And
that he will be disliked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I show up, I go, hey, I'm game. Oh, is that the suit? Like, cool. And I go, is it weird that my ass will be partially exposed from the padding or whatever, like right around my stomach here where it folds up? Uh-huh. And they're like, no, you're good. You're good. As I work back through the day, there were so many points where I made a mistake. And where I could have said, hey, I'd really like an extra pad here. Hey, I'd really like my name to be something more neutral so they can decide based on performance which one of us they like better. Instead of what I did was I stepped on a minefield, you know, willingly. And I got blown up. And I sweat. I threw up.
Hi.
Hi. Whoa. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It's an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names. Let's get right into it. We have a shit ton to get through today. We have an absolute fuckload of insane stuff to get
through.
And
I love it. And I love it. It's like, it's good work. It's fulfilling work.
I'm happy when I'm busy. When I see the to-do list with no checks, nothing checked off, I go, oh, okay, good. Because I have an actual purpose. Versus when I finish the list, now what? Go talk to my wife, my kid? No, thank you. So I'm happy we have a guest here. Langston, do you want to talk a little bit about your whole fucking deal?
Yeah,
I
got to be honest. I really thought that was a Mighty Ducks 2 audition you were describing. And then it turned into shitty. So that I was on the edge of my seat.
Shitty really be Gritty. Yeah. It went viral. You probably seen it. You probably seen me getting my ass kicked up and down the main part of the ice.
Had no idea it was you, but truly, I laughed and now I've seen the other side of my laughter and I guess I owe you an apology.
There's real people in there. No, it's okay. I'm sure if I saw the video, I probably would have laughed too. But now from now on, I'm going to take a second. I'm going to pause and I'm going to say, wait a minute, there's somebody in there.
There's a human being underneath that that shitty costume.
And that's what I was thinking, too. It was connecting me back to being a 90s kid and watching Goldberg the goalie get hit with all those hockey pucks.
Yes, which I thought was funny.
And I thought that was funny as well. And now I'm looking back at my former self as a 90s kid and saying, hey, that's actually like a child and they're hurting him.
That's a boy who will someday become an alcoholic. And you got to hold back those laughs. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we did like hurt him so much and like shoot hockey pucks at him, maybe we could produce maybe a little better outcome for the next time we are in this situation for the next Mighty Ducks movie.
He was getting bashed by both of the Bash Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, think about that.
Right. And then they
Fulton
would do that.
Fulton and the other guy.
They would do that intense high five afterwards, and we all rooted for them somehow in all of this.
Being a 90s kid is so epic.
The shit we watched when we were kids, man. If you really look at it now.
And they were based on two guys who did steroids. Famously did steroids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We celebrated that. We cheered for those boys, those giant boys.
In the 90s, that was something to sort of lift up and show the children and say, this is what you aspire to, you know?
These giant, juiced up 18-year-old men hanging out with children. This is who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. But now I think they're going to correct a lot of that with the Mighty Ducks TV show. They do have Gordon Bombay, Emilio Estevez will be starring in the show on Disney Plus, and I can't help but believe he's definitely still got his fastball. Emilio's somebody who's been out of the spotlight for a little bit, but it's like riding a bike for that guy.
I want to believe that the whole time he's been out of the spotlight, he's just been working on that pitch. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been tightening up that arm, getting it ready.
The man's been doing push-ups the entire time. When you can't see him, that's because he's training.
Right. Emilio just comes back jacked, just Mike Bibby jacked for the Mighty Ducks 4. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Langston. You were saying let's run. We always start with like the CV, the elevator pitch. TV, you've been blessing the fuck out of this mess, I've noticed.
Oh, I blessed the mess until the mess was no more, until ABC said, get that mess out of here. It's too blessed is the way that they wrote our pink slips.
That's what I was hearing, too, is that this it did just get to a point where the mess was just too blessed for it to be like plausible to the viewer anymore.
It was unrecognizable as a mess to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what I was noticing in the final few episodes. I was going, I'm sorry, this isn't a mess anymore. This is more of a family.
I don't know, folks. It seems like this isn't a mess at all. It seems like they've cleaned everything up and we don't need to follow this anymore.
Yeah, they've blessed it. That's a real danger with your characters. Hayes and I have encountered it when if you teach them too many lessons, if they grow up too fast. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have anywhere to take them, you know, and you just have to sort of hold the Viking funeral that you guys did for Dax and Lake.
Well, that's one of my biggest regrets of playing a nearly 30-year-old man is like, at that point, you've learned all the lessons. So there's no more story to tell. Whereas if I would have played a child, now I've got a lot of lessons to get out of this. Now I can keep growing as a person. You know, that's my mistake and that's on me. And that's the reason that show didn't make it.
They said that it was your fault, huh?
Your age of your character was the issue.
They specifically pointed that out as they told me they would not be paying me anymore. They said, if you would have made him younger, if only you would have agreed to make him younger, we could have avoided this.
That hurts to hear, I'm sure. But I like when I get a reason. Like I've done a little acting myself, and when I go out there, they'll say, "You're too handsome for this role."
Sure, sure.
You know,
your hair, it's doing all the right things.
Yeah,
in the wrong way for us. It's it's doing too much.
Yes, they would need to do less, and I'll say, less. Well, that's not non-negotiable from my end, obviously.
How do you expect us to film you if we're so horny all the time around you? We can't. Mm-hmm. You're too handsome.
Everyone is getting too horny is something that it made Sean me hears a lot. And they can't even do it in person. They can't even tell him that in person.
No.
No, it's usually an email from a third party.
Right. A lawyer. It's get a lawyer involved. Yes. And the lawyer.
This information has been passed. Yes. And there's a bunch of redacted sections. There's just like all these solid black bars through the body of the email, just being like, it made me want to, I felt like I was going to, my seat was covered in, and then there's just these blanks, and I go, I understand, you know, on to the next one.
Does a part of you ever want to know what's under those black bars? Do you ever, the specifics of it all?
I have tasked Adam Driver with finding out what was under there. So he is in a sort of basement with a bunch of computers and files, and I'll tell you, it's going to make one hell of a movie screener that gets sent to people someday. I don't know anyone who will watch it, but I know a lot of people who will get it.
Sure.
And so yeah. So I'm excited for that, you know, that era, but I can't live my life like, oh, what was under the thing? Or like, what was the seat covered in? And like, I actually have to do shit and get out there.
For sure. Life is what's happening above the black bars and around them, not beneath them.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the poetry, your background in this emerge.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. This. So I studied poetry. I have a master's of fine arts in poetry, which obviously is super useful in the work that I do now as a actor and writer.
And I'm reminded of the poet Langston Hughes.
That is a pronunciation of his name, sure.
He has been so Langston Hughes, for people who don't know, is a poet who does a lot of my, actually I have like these wood blocks around my house with like little just like inspirational sayings that are mostly drawn from the work of Langston Hughes, just that say stuff like, laughter is happening in my house.
Right.
Yes.
I remember that piece from Langston as well.
Do you have any of these wood block in like your kitchen, or like, you can honestly put them anywhere?
These wooden signs. Yeah. They're good in the kitchen, but they're really good right in the foyer or in the den as well. Mm-hmm.
I personally do not, but I have seen them quite a bit, and I know that they're quite popular around town. So it's, you know, I'm just glad to see the work spreading. I'm glad to see poetry is still appreciated.
I mean, I have one that says "Bless this mass."
Yeah.
Now is that related to the show, or is that just
they optioned his sign?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
No, he was getting royalties on that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big.
I have one that says, "This won't go to waste, but it will go to my waste," and it's on the over on my snack jar.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just fun. That's you don't want to option that. You just want to enjoy that.
That one, so. No, I wouldn't. That's for the kids. I wouldn't sell that for anything. So you're a poet, a scholar, or something of a Renaissance man. You're also you said that you have this fancy degree, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't get into all this, you know, bullshit on the show. I went to Harvard. Everybody knows I went to Harvard, really good college. Just kicked ass at Harvard, went to school in a big castle, and wrote all my papers, just zooming on freaking speedballs.
Right.
Got straight A's. But, you know, as much as I've tried to put that behind me and just be a regular Joe, someone like yourself who's learned knows that, like, that was some of the best times of my life, just like going to school and going to university.
It's hard to leave that behind. It sort of creeps up in all of your interactions and your conversations.
It shapes you. It's where I learned to become a man, a Harvard man.
Right. And you have to tell people that
Crimson man. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It would be wrong not to share that with the people around you.
It's lying.
Yes, it's the same as lying.
It's a sin of omission.
Right. It is looking a person in their face and not sharing the most vital information about you. And that's not fair to either of you.
But that's an old school. And what's going to be the next Harvard? What's going to be the next, you know, school, college that people talk about, and that kind of signifies like, oh, this dude got a big ass brain.
And
see,
I'm seeing a lot of energy moving online.
Thank now, you, Kay. Mm, yeah. And now we're getting somewhere.
Yes.
We've seen a lot online. We're seeing a lot of digital work. I know you've got your Phoenix.
Sure. Huh?
You've got, apparently Harvard is competing now with Phoenix yes. Online. They're I don't know if that troubles you at all to know that you could be a digital Crimson Man, but it is now possible.
Well, let's think of the voids in this market, right? So mm-hmm. Phoenix and Harvard Online College are teaching science class.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's taken care of. They're teaching English Shakespeare class. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's off the table.
Okay. Let's not do that one.
Okay. Sure. But let's look at something where we actually are some of the most educated, most experienced, and have been studying this mm-hmm. for actually pretty close to a million years now. Yeah.
Just about combined.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
Have we ever even thought about doing a podcast class? And mm-hmm. podcasts class is and what we're talking about is actually the future of media, and it's where and it's actually now that it's the new television and movies and it's the new.
Oh, and like, so I see you nodding, and I yep. see the idea entering your brain and podcast university starting to form.
I'm liking this. This general meeting just got upgraded to a follow up. I am liking where you're taking this podcast.
The email afterwards. So awesome meeting you today.
We've got to read some pages.
Here's that article I was telling you about.
When they send an article from a thing they read just recently, that's when you know you've hit them in the sweet spot.
Do you think there's a show here?
Mm.
It's a dad who coaches Little League.
Sure, there's 100 shows on television like that, but they like you enough to let you write a pilot that fails with them.
Well, yeah, maybe not write the pilot, but what you could do is go out and pitch it. And then, if they make money, you get a little bit of it.
Sure.
I read this article and just forwarded it to someone, and we spent $300,000 on optioning it. And now we might pay you a small amount of that.
Mm-hmm.
If we love you.
And you're only competing with 4 other people for the opportunity. So figure out your take. Do that. Whatever that amount of work means to you, if it's a couple days, couple weeks, sort of lay that out. Then you all come in and present it. And then the winner will then get to spend 3 or 4 months hearing our take.
And don't worry, even if it doesn't go, you get those 3 or 4 months are completely consumed with what we've now pitched to you over email via an article we read. You give your whole life
to the family.
You're part of the family. A bond that'll never break.
Now, obviously, I mean, we want to use your take. You won't be like in charge if it gets sold. Like, we need someone experienced to do that.
Sure.
So,
yeah, I will say that I believe just of the million years of experience here in this situation, you guys certainly have the bulk of the million.
Getting in the game, is that right?
That's right. I'm getting in the
siren
the podcast
song.
Game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Talk
left
about
so
this.
Many crashed against the rocks.
I've got a it's new. It's a hot new podcast. All the kids are talking about it. I don't know if you've heard.
I've been hearing this.
It's mm-hmm. it's called My Mama Told Me, and it's about black people in conspiracy theories. It's very fun.
Okay. And your mama is she doing the show with you?
I plan to have her on an episode or two. Certainly going to use her voice to manipulate stories.
That is a really smart idea. Just get her to send you just whatever you want her to say. She'll do it. She loves you. She wants you to be successful.
She's a nice
Moms
lady.
Moms are suckers, man.
Exactly. She's not tapped into Hollywood at all, so she has no idea where this stuff is going.
And she's not
going
to see one red cent of this thing.
No. Mm-hmm. She's seeing even less than we see when someone pitches us an article that they read.
We doing are we network affiliated? What's the story? Are we going independent?
Oh no, I've got an overseer. It's iHeartMedia and
Love
Big
iHeart.
Money Players with Will Ferrell's company. So that's very nice. They're good people.
How's Bill doing?
He's doing fine. He says hello, he sends his wishes to you boys. He's
Mwah.
doing fine.
Big kiss for Bill. Old Billy Farrell.
So let's talk. So obviously you have not gone to Podcast University right now, but maybe we can do a crash course. By the time you're out of this, you can also be, you can be our first student and first faculty member as well.
Okay.
You get your degree.
Because we can't do it. Like we can't do it the whole time.
No. Yeah.
But once you've been trained, kind of put you in place and you can train the next, you know.
Okay.
I'm doing this thing. I'm eating six really tiny little meals every day. But I'm taking longer to do it.
To eat them, yeah.
Yes. And so I'm just kind of like doing these little nibblies all day long.
Right.
So I don't have time to run an entire college. You know what I mean?
The
I
meal will be like,
eat my food.
For me, the meal will be like the bottom of a hamburger bun and like just a little, just a whisper of a string cheese. Just,
just
if you
that,
pull it off almost like a spider web thread.
Yeah,
pull
that
off.
the little shaving just and off the string cheese.
And I will eat that for 2.5 hours, six times a day.
Like sucking up the little string cheese thing like a spaghetti, but it's not wet, so it goes really slow.
Right. And let me add, just as my new professors, I have to ask, and what exactly is this helping in? What does this help with the process? How does this really get you there?
It's just I have to eat to be alive.
Oh, okay.
That's gas for the car, you know what I mean?
Just sustenance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You learn something every day, and this is one of those days.
One thing is, and so like for me personally, you got to eat, but like I enjoy eating food, but I don't like to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the less of it there is, the less of it. So you know how sometimes there's like a huge amount of food and that means there's even more smell.
Sure.
But if there's just a tiny little bit of it, there's actually not very much smell.
Right. And I have to assume that this also works on the back end. That when it's smaller dumps, less smell.
We're talking twosers. Let's talk twosers, man. When I'm making a number two, the big twoser, I do want it to be somewhat controlled.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely been the victim of the working for the twoser rather than the twoser working for me.
Sure. Let the twoser, make the twoser. Don't let the twoser make you.
Yes. Exactly. And I would like to actually be the boss in that situation moving forward. And this has been very helpful in that regard.
I got you.
I have actually seen the opposite result unexpectedly.
Wow.
I am sinking battleships just like day after day, which makes me think that like something else, I guess, was in there that's like coming loose now. I don't know exactly how.
Right, your body is finally getting to clear house on everything that's sort of been stored up in there.
It's giving. It has a little time now to take care to do a little spring cleaning. I think is what's happening. But this is a little gross. Let's go to school. Bong. And so you walk onto the campus.
Before we go any further, at this point, I'm a freshman. I'm the new kid in school, I assume.
You're a freshman, but you get to use, I mean, yes, you're a new kid on campus, but you do get to use some.
Sorry, why are you bringing that up?
Oh, I like to place myself. I just want to understand, you know, how I work in this world.
Okay, but you're not going to sing that Verve Pipe song, freshman, right?
I wish I knew it.
Okay, I'm just making sure because we're not trying to have you sing that whole song on the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to answer a question if you're really just trying to locate yourself in space. But if this is all a tee up for some big performance of that Verve Pipe song, freshman.
I swear to you, this is not a tee up for that song that I don't know. Freshman,
well, don't expect me to back you up on the chorus, man. If you start, because you're on your own.
Sure. I assure you the it's not me on my own, and I don't need any backup on the chorus. This song doesn't need to be sung. I'm just
we just won't sing it. We just won't sing it. And we're not even allowed
at all. And Kevin, don't you start playing it, and let's not sing it. And the Matthew Broderick, Marlon Brando film, The Freshman, mm-hmm. we're not even going to discuss that.
Kevin, don't bring it up. There's no reason to.
Don't play that trailer, man. And certainly don't show me the poster.
Kevin, put the poster down. There's no reason to. He doesn't want to see
this
it.
This one? This one?
No.
Kevin! This one away?
Kevin, are you brain dead?
He's clearly upset. I didn't mean to trigger anything regarding The Freshman, and I think you're making it worse by pulling up the poster.
It's not on you. It was an innocent question, but, you know, look, let's just keep doing school.
Okay.
We're at school, and we're walking on to the hallowed grass of Kevin Quad. Yeah, so the quad is named after Kevin.
Awesome.
It is spelled K-W-A-D. And you hear the big bell, and it's like, ball.
By the way, K-W-A-D, it's spelled that way because it stands for Kevin's wet-ass dick.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. This is a bad boy university. I love that.
Well, you know, and there's the new song. There's the pussy
right.
stuff and that, about how it's all wet. Stuff. Sure. And Kevin's like, I actually had that idea first. And it's like, no, you didn't. First of all, you didn't have an idea. So your dick is very wet.
Right.
That's not you having an idea.
And it's also, that's not the the pitch, right?
No.
A wet ass pussy. That's an exciting pitch. That's something you sit down and you listen for. Mm-hmm. You
that's something to
about.
Advertise. Mm-hmm. A wet ass dick requires some explanation. Actually, it begs more questions than it answers.
At best, it's an accident. Mm-hmm. At worst, it is something sinister, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And also, you didn't do. I mean, like, and I'm glad you didn't. But it's like you. It's not like you took this idea out there in any way. It's just something that you had. So it's not actionable in any way. And so Kevin's like, what do I do? You know, right. like, how do I like make this right? And it's like, there is nothing to do. Like, no. you see, your dick is extremely wet.
If anything, talk to a doctor or some sort of professional.
Yeah, but nothing like with this song. Like, it just exists separately from.
I understand it's exciting when you first see the song to be like, oh, other people have the same problem, but that's a misunderstanding of like both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. It's
where, like
inflation.
They're not thinking of it as a problem. Yeah.
Right.
They're celebrating you are terribly diseased and one of you has to compromise in this and recognize that this isn't yours to have.
But that really reminds me, Kevin, do you need to change the towel? I know sometimes during the podcast.
Thank you for reminding me. Yep. I'll get a new towel.
It sounds
a
I was
bigger
just thinking,
towel.
Yeah. So it just affects like how sound is absorbed. Like honestly, right. when the towel gets so wet, at some point we can't even hear you.
Yeah, I've heard, and I apologize to put this out there, Kevin, that you sometimes just put a bounty roll down there, just like the entire roll, and sort of use it as a cushion for the wet. And
that's okay.
I have noticed that just it affects the sound quality of podcasts in the little bit of podcasting I do. And again, I'm here to learn, but it does seem to hinder the sound quality.
It was something I was hoping was going to get brought up in class was like, what kind of bouncy rolls should you bounce rolls? Should you put under mine are bouncy too, underneath your bingus when it's wet? That was my first question for podcast school.
Yeah, and we probably won't cover that.
Yeah,
probably. Okay. It's more of an after class question.
If ever.
Sure.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, Let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, you walk into class one, and it's the earliest period of the day, and everyone's sitting down, and up front is Coach Carolla. And he's like,
everyone sit down. Hi, I'm your professor today for the rest of the year. And in this class, you get to say whatever you want. This isn't a safe space. You get to be, and you get to say like the nastiest shit in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is actually a really important part of podcasting is... It is not a safe space, except for, I guess, one, which Sean can speak to a little bit.
Yeah, there is a safe space for the millennials who so desperately need one. That space is located 6 feet underground, pretty safe down there. So if you do elect to request a safe space, I'll give you a safe space, all right. But 6 feet underground, pretty safe down there.
Damn. Burn.
And yeah, and that'll be your new dorm location. Rent's pretty good there as well.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. And so I know everybody wanted rent forgiveness. Cancel rent, right? Well, there's no rent in your safe space. 6 feet underground, pretty safe down there.
Mm-hmm. You should try, and also you should try living in your own head. I'm in there rent free, and it's pretty roomy because you don't have a brain.
This is helpful. All of this is very helpful.
That's to the millennials.
I got you. This isn't directly towards me unless I so choose not to say the words that I know I should say, which are mm-hmm. the words other people tell me not to say.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. so that's the stuff that you are supposed to say. Mm-hmm. If people are like, hey, that really made me sad mm-hmm. or that like that made me my feelings be hurt and that I felt like just kind of an undesirable person in society from yep. how you said that, that's good because it means that you've touched a nerve that other people that made other people scared. It means that you're brave.
I got you. There is bravery in saying shut the fuck up. These are my words now, and these are your feelings are mine to control.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's brave as hell.
And that means that you are just a free thinker and smart and also you are rich. You also became very rich.
Would we go so far as to call that maverick behavior? It feels like maverick behavior.
Are you bringing that up because you want to talk about the James Garner, Mel Gibson, Jodie Foster vehicle?
I didn't, that wasn't my intention. I just, okay.
Speaking of Mel, episode one.
Mm-hmm. That's your guest. Daddy's episode home.
One. Oh, okay.
Daddy is home, mm-hmm. and he's Mel.
So we're getting right away. We're getting a guy who's got a history, who's got some stories to tell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't like the stories he has to tell.
Yeah.
Some people are going to say, hey, you can't invite him on to tell the stories that he wants to tell on account of the way that he told them in the past.
A lot of people are going to say that, unfortunately, and you know exactly where to send them. Straight to the safe space.
6 feet under.
Uh-huh. That's where it's located.
And so let's play this out. I'll be Mel. You're the host. And
yeah. I just could be like a sidekick or something, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, let's develop this character. Yeah, and also, like, so I am the host of this show. Sean is what's your like kind of title? You're like the.
I'm like the croc,
and so, but in the, like you're the croc on this show, but what about on Langston's show where I'm the guest, Mel Gibson?
You're the guest, Mel Gibson. Oh yeah, on Langston's show, I'm like the Gator.
Yeah. Okay, I was hoping you'd say something like that. That's perfect.
So you can just like welcome me and ask about like that stuff I said.
Okay. Well, today we've gotten a very exciting guest.
Chomp chomp.
You know him from What Women Want. You know him from Braveheart. You know him from that movie with the beaver thing. I think it was called The Beaver. Who knows? The Beaver. His name, Mel Gibson. Give it up for Mel Gibson.
Oh, thanks for having me. I didn't say any of that stuff.
Okay, you're coming in. You just want to address it right away.
Yep. Oh, I never said any of that.
I knew it.
Nice.
And it was fake. And if I had said it, it was cool to say.
Now, see, that's an interesting interpretation, Mel, because a lot of people feel differently. A lot of people say that it wasn't cool to say.
In that case, he didn't say it.
Right.
He wouldn't have to answer for that.
That makes sense, because if you had said it, it was cool to say. If it wasn't cool to say, you would never have said it.
Yep, but I didn't.
What's Danny Glover like?
Danny is a dear friend.
Mm. How'd he feel about you threatening your ex-girlfriend by getting assaulted by a pack of people his color?
he felt sort of neutral about it because it or didn't see it.
Oh, Danny Glover, what just wasn't tapped in that day to the internet, and
he's not very online. He doesn't use a computer, which I love. I built my own computer.
Oh, okay.
I can't get enough of being online.
This is fascinating stuff, Mel.
I love social media.
Okay, any new socials you're really into? Are you doing any cool new social media?
Hey,
trends?
We got to do an ad for cigarettes. I hate to interrupt, but we do have to do an ad for cigarettes.
So this is really important, Langston. Do you have any ad partnerships yet?
It sounds like Paul Mall Red might have already reached out. If I'm correct, Sean, is that true? Is it
that's Paul right? Mall Red? Yeah, Paul Mall, and it's I have the copy here, and it's basically you can have fun with it, but it's like it's not just your mean aunt who smokes these anymore.
Okay. we're gonna throw to a commercial, and we'll be right back with more Mel Gibson and more of him talking about social media and Danny Glover. Hey, do you like cigarettes, but have you felt like some of the cigarettes aren't for you because your mean aunt wouldn't let you have them? Well, guess what? Paul Mall, he said you could have some now, and they're red, and you can smoke them, and they taste good.
And here's a little spot for a personal testimonial, and I'd just love to say that Paul Mall was the kind of cigarettes they kept behind the desk at the rehab that I lived at.
And they would just, they'd hand
well,
them out
if you
to
ran out or if nobody came to visit you and drop off a pack, then sometimes you could get a Paul Mall away from the lady at the desk.
Oh, these were sort of like lost and found cigarettes. Like, I lost my cigarettes, may I have a Paul Mall?
I hate to label them other than they were Paul Malls and they were available to you. And I certainly took advantage of it.
And no mean aunt can take that away from Sean. He got those Paul Malls from behind that desk. And you can get your own Paul Mall someday.
I cannot remember what made us think that we were
and Paul Mall,
wise
I also
want to
just importantly, is also the mascot of the cigarettes, Paul Mall, which was sort of, it was the original name of Paul Blart Mall Cop. They just called him Paul Mall.
Paul Mall.
Cousin of
Death Mall.
Death Mall, yes. Yeah. From Stars.
Was it Death Mall? D-E-F Mall? It fails me. All of them love cigarettes and you should too. Paul Mall.
Yeah, Death Mall looked like he'd smoked a lot of them. And he's sort of red.
He looked like the lungs that they hold up and say, this is what your lungs are going to look like. And he said, fuck that. This is my face, you idiot.
Death Mall and just like so scary. And honestly, Death Vader is like even scarier.
To me, yes.
And Kevin, if you just want to play the mascot character, Paul Mall, who is of course the original version of Paul Blart Mall Cop. If we could just get a couple wild lines from you endorsing cigarettes.
Smoke them if you got them. Nice.
And so that's really good. So now you have an ad partnership and you have like put out there basically that you'll do an ad for whatever.
Listen, I'll sell cigarettes to kids. I don't give a fuck, which I know the advertisers love, which means that more revenue, right?
Yeah. And even if you say on the show, like, it's only for a certain age or like only this, like anytime you read like the fine print or whatever, they know that it's all kids listening to this.
Right.
Like they know that like the right people are hearing this and they'll figure out how to. Actually, you also have to do a thing where. So this is like a weird new thing in podcasting. But as part of a lot of podcasts, we say, so we just like record wild lines like, hello, sir, I'd like a pack of whatever that is right there.
Oh.
And then little kids can go into a store, play that part of this podcast and like mouth along to it and sound like an adult.
A grown up.
I got you.
Yeah. And oh, so now we're really moving cigarettes.
So like a sup chief, let me get a pack of squares.
That sells it. Yep.
Yes, yeah. That's good. That's clearly like someone who's much older than 18.
Yeah, he knows all the lingo. Yeah.
Son of a bitch, I left my ID in the truck. You're not really going to make me walk out there and get it, are you?
This is my only break. What the fuck? What do you want from me?
And so kids are like mouthing that over and over again. And they're like this Sarah Cooper. You know this Sarah Cooper? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kids are doing it like sheep. Like,
No, but look back up. She's not saying a word of that stuff.
That's all fake.
I'm telling you, she's tricking everybody. She's taking everybody for a ride.
It blows my mind. I just found out what a real voice sounds like. Nothing like the video.
Right?
That's who all like. That's what I'm watching on social media. I love Sarah Cooper.
Oh, and we're back with Mel. And turns out he's a big fan of Sarah Cooper. Mel, any chance that you like Sarah Cooper just because it's a chance to revitalize your career? This is a strategy move.
My career doesn't need to be revitalized. I've been welcomed back into Hollywood and society.
Sure.
And that all, it's logical, makes sense, because all I didn't do or say anything that they said I did.
Gotcha.
So now this episode is huge. Mm-hmm. You've got Mel Gibson going on record straightening
a huge story. Yeah.
Yeah, massive story. The fact that he didn't say any of that stuff,
that's crazy. And it's believable because this is such an intimate space. This is so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is your Carlos Mencia two-parter, you know?
Yes. Right.
I gotcha. You're really cracking into the human, getting to the core of that nut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yes, Langston, the human nut.
Can I do another poll quote for Paul Blart?
Yep, Paul Blart. Okay. We're gonna throw to another.
His name is Paul Mall.
Paul Mall. Has to be Paul Mall for this.
Safety never takes a holiday, but you do with one of our amazing cigarettes. See you soon.
You can't just say one of our cigarettes. You have to say with like 100.
Yeah, they're not selling them cigarettes. Like Lucy's. They're coming.
Safety
in packs.
Never takes a holiday, but you do, and you can with one pack of 13 cigarettes.
No, it has to be more than that.
Good night.
I think.
What happened to the other seven?
Don't say good night.
I think we're trying to build an addictive nature here, and you're limiting.
We're certainly not encouraging people to go to sleep right now.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That's better.
Safety never takes a holiday, but you can with a pack of our 21 cigarettes. You get an extra one from me, Paul. Talk to you soon. Enjoy breakfast.
I would say of the three, that was my favorite.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the best.
That was the best one.
We can sort of patch it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, now it is time for lunch at the dining hall.
Mm.
And so you're at Podcast University and you go down to the dining hall. And, of course, the entire school is a podcast studio. So all the food is chips.
And it's served on that styrofoam turned upside down, the walls that insulate things, huh?
Now walk me through this, because it's such a...
This is why we want you to be a teacher after this, because you have these really creative ideas.
Buddy, I'm out there. I'm a wild guy, and you know, you imagine it and it can be real.
That's... Yeah, you're out there, but let me in there, because I'd like to get in that sweet brain of yours and start seeing some of what you're seeing.
Let's go. Come on in. Now
the chips will all be from a company that somehow the Podcast University has like a brand partnership with of some kind. So it's like, it's not chips you want, but it's chips you can have, and they'll be served on. Explain this again.
So the padding on the walls of a podcast studio are to insulate the sound. Now we're going to flip that over. right?
That's and the get plate to the
flat
now.
Part, and that's mm-hmm. the plate mm-hmm. for
you
your chips.
You remove it from the wall, and that's your plate for chips, or you just put them on the table, then you just eat them off the table. And there's the big water bottle and the mm-hmm. glasses sitting right on the table of the dining hall, and there's of course seltzer, so you can be doing these wonderful little burps all the way through mm-hmm. the show that you're about to record. Or sometimes you don't actually do the burp, you just do the thing where you're like talking and you're like, so Mel Gibson, like, what was it like directing mm-hmm. Apocalypto? Yeah.
If I'm understanding correctly, is to interrupt yourself at the height of your question, really at the almost crescendo of everything that
that's
going
to leave the audience yeah. on the edge of their seat, just being mm-hmm. like, I wonder what this podcaster is about to ask.
Right.
Yes. But as long as you like, as long as you're talking and then you stop and then you continue talking like this, that mm-hmm. means you successfully covered up the burp and no one is. No one is
they don't
wiser.
Have a fucking clue. They think it was a pause for dramatic effect. I would like to say the dining hall should also maybe have a couple like quarter cupcakes, like so, like half,
yes.
like sort of taken apart with the mm-hmm. hands, like sprinkles cupcakes that you sort of look at like, do I want this? And then you are told that they are for someone else.
Because it's a shared space, they're not always for you, and you have to accept that. That's on you.
They're either for someone else or they are somehow 3 days old, even though you've been in here
every single day.
Yeah, exactly. But like, why weren't they out here when they were why do I never see these when they're new?
It's almost mm-hmm. as if someone brought them specifically to taunt you.
And just like
that should be the yeah impression.
Yes. Food that is somehow already old yes. when it shows up.
And this feels like, and correct me, gentlemen, if you don't agree, I think it's motivation, because you want to be the recipient of those cupcakes. You want to be the person who mm-hmm. those 3 day old cupcakes were originally sent for.
Yeah. And we'll be doing this with everything. Cardboard cutouts.
Mm hmm.
Yep. It's all motivation.
All this, yes. Merch, displayed merch, like, mm-hmm. Show logos, little like logos up on the wall. All of this stuff will be used as motivation to drive you to either be so successful that you get your own cardboard cutout
mm-hmm.
or to leave.
You also have to step over other people's gifts from like the P.O. box. It's like stacks and stacks of fan mail.
Lots
yeah,
of fan
like
mail.
Yeah, they're toppling over and like potentially crushing you.
Sure. No one is allowed to collect or open their fan mail because it has to be there as sort of a temple to their success and a symbol.
If they read the fan mail, what would block the pathway? What would obstruct?
Yeah, then you'd just walk to the studio right. and do your show.
Right.
There'd be no shrine.
And that's the thing for the other people listening. All the shows that you like send fan mail to that you like, they don't open it or like look at it. Like they don't
never touched it.
Look at it and we write their responses.
Oh.
Sean and I do.
Yeah.
Can you give an example of just one of the recent letters you wrote back?
I have one too, if you need help. I know you don't.
Well, no, go ahead.
Yeah, let's hear Kevin's.
Hey, Timmy. Sorry for the delay. The live tour we did took forever. Sounds good, dude. Thanks for the Amazon gift cards. I don't know that movie.
That's unusual, by the way. You, like, sometimes it is gift cards, but usually they just send money. So to, like, like a Paul Scheer or, like, the other, like, big shows on the network, mm-hmm. like, they are just getting sent cash.
Mm-hmm. Straight like, cash in the mail.
Cash or, like, cashier's checks.
Mm. And why, and again, I'm new to this, so I'm just trying to gather as much information as I can. I'm just trying to soak up from you guys.
Right.
Why do they not want the cash? Why not open this mail and
collect
cash?
Sorry, speaking of soak up, Kevin, do you need to change your towel?
Do any of you guys have bounce rolls?
No, not me.
So So what do you think a bounce roll is? Like, I think that originally
Langston said bounty, right.
Paper towels?
In this case, it is a bounce roll. So there's bounty, and then he said bouncy, but now it is a bounce roll, which is a roll of bounce fabric softener that is as big as a roll of paper towels.
So I want my paper towels smelling good.
That's nice.
So to answer your question, Langston, why don't they accept this cash?
Why don't they open the envelopes?
It actually would cost Paul Scheer more to spend the time it would take to open an envelope and to deposit the cash than it would to actually like to do the work and to make that much more money by speaking into a microphone.
Wow. Capitalism is complicated, but I hear you. It's a crazy dance, this podcast world.
It's actually very simple, capitalism, and what it says is the cream rises to the top.
I got you.
And
except in the case of Kevin,
where it sounds
where
like
it leaks
soaks
down underneath the chair.
It soaks through to the bottom.
But I understand your idea. It's just like, yeah, it is cool. What I like is just like that it kicks ass. I like that it's fair. So. Uh-huh. So in the interest of fairness, I would love to give you an opportunity because we are close to wrapping up to talk about like what your classes might entail or how you're going to kind of change the curriculum to make it your own. Like, what's your syllabus? Because you are now the teacher. You have finished the university.
Yeah, you're the teacher now.
Okay. Well,
and I would say, and just to like drop what Sean was saying before. So he was being a little funny when he said that it's fair for someone like Paul Scheer. Who is an incredibly kind person and also makes a show about something that people really want to hear and is like consistently very entertaining and like he gets good guests and like puts a lot of time into it.
Mm-hmm.
For that to be also the most successful show on the network just goes to show you like there's no predicting what will work.
Sure. It really could go in any direction.
No, it's you can't predict the marketplace. Like, it's just going to take these wild left turns. Whereas, like, for instance, there was a show where it was like two full-blown unknowns just basically being mean.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, but mean in a way where, like, they're really happy about it.
Right.
But no one else is. And then... And then also putting all these barriers up around the meanness where it's like so specific that there's no way to even access it and feel like you're participating with them. Not that you would want to because it appears kind of unpleasant and ghoulish.
Mm-hmm.
But that even
actually
if
might
you did.
Not. Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't. That sounds like, right? People like that's they've essentially created a pretty exclusive club right there. Must be the most popular thing that's been made.
Right.
And something like that actually might not work. So that's how crazy this, you know, that's how kind of random this whole process is. So that's lesson one to 101, you know, that's the big one. So now you are the professor. Congratulations of the school.
Yeah.
And so what were you asking him, Sean, about being professor?
Well, just like what's, you know, obviously we want you to make it your own, just like the ad reads. What are you going to do with the curriculum? How would you kind of approach it? Pretend I'm a student. You know, what's my class now?
Sure. Okay. Well, I obviously want to utilize some of the learnings that I've gathered from you, but I got to make it my own. I've got to make it something new. And one of the things that I think is important for podcasting is we've covered ad breaks. We've covered upsetting.
It's deceptively simple, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What happens at the end, Langston? What's the big, we're missing one thing. There's one thing we haven't covered.
One thing you got to close. We need a theme song. We need a theme song to close it out.
But you just like, you never even hear that. You farm that out to someone else and like you aren't involved.
You're just going to speed past that.
It rhymes with Langston Hugs, and it is the plugs.
Oh, the plugs. We got to drop. You got to drop the plugs. You got to let people tell the world what they're up to.
Yes. So what would that sound like for you to do it right now?
For me, so as the professor, if I were to plug the things that are happening in my world personally, mm-hmm. I would say that I have a brand new podcast. It's called My Mama Told Me. It's coming out next Tuesday, or maybe it won't be next Tuesday, August 18th.
It's been out. It's out.
It's out. And yeah. Surprise everyone.
Kevin, come on.
Kevin.
Just let it.
Please,
let him,
Kevin.
Let him do the, like, let the show come out tomorrow. This episode.
Just drop it right
we
now,
We already
Kevin.
Promised someone else we were going to do that. We can't keep promising people things.
Unbelievable. How long will it have been out at least?
A week.
A whole week. So you guys are tired of it already. But that's okay. You can listen to more of it because there'll be a lot of episodes of My Mama Told Me and streaming it. And you could review it and say nice things. And that would be great.
It's $1 a stream.
That's a dollar a stream.
That's the big thing you got to know for all podcasts. That's not necessarily what it costs, but that's what we make.
And that's why we really count those streams. Because that's money in the bank, baby. Mm-hmm. That's what we say every time a stream comes in. Money in the bank, baby.
And then you just need a one word sign off for like the end of an episode, like what you say. We just say bye, but like what'll you say at the end of your podcast episode?
I'm going to say, Charleston Chew, and I'll do this hand motion. They won't see it, but that'll mean
they won't see it. But it's really
a fun signature.
Yeah,
debatable whether it's one word, but I give you an A+.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Well, great. That's all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.